to the special meeting first.
Yeah. Let's open with prayer. John, would you open us with prayer?
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to serve our community. Be with us in the midst as we come to do the work of our residents. We thank you this day, and Lord, be with us as I guess a storm may be coming, and a lot of people may hate it, and they can't get around. Amen.
And this is the Franklin Township Board of Trustees special meeting, January 18th at 9 a.m.
Sir,
even though we're starting a few minutes late.
Can we go ahead and do the pledge?
Yes. Yes. John, will you lead us in the prayer?
Yes. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yeah, John, I realized during the prayer that I didn't say this.
That's okay. I just did. That's one thing I did not want to forget.
Can we get a roll call from somebody?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. I think this morning's very hectic for all of us.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
All right. Looks like we have no old business. The first order of new business is Resolution 2024-012 and to amend Resolution 2021-070, increasing the blanket purchase order amount from $7,500 to $10,000. Would you like to read that?
Yes, sir. I have, as you mentioned, Resolution 2024-012, amending Resolution 2021-070, authorizing the use of blanket purchase orders retroactive back to May 6, 2021 to the present. And whereas the Ohio Administrative Code Chapter 117-2, Accounting and Reporting by Public Officers, establishes a purchase order should be used to approve purchase commitments and to encumber funds against the applicable appropriation accounts as required by Division D of Section 5705.41 of the Ohio Revised Code, the fiscal officer may use blanket purchase orders for authorization of purchase of goods or services for the township. Each blanket purchase order shall not exceed $10,000 and shall not extend beyond the end of the calendar year.
Hearing that resolution read, I would entertain a motion.
I will, or second, or you're making a motion?
Yeah.
I would second.
Any discussion on that? Hearing no discussion, I would ask for a roll call vote at this time.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yep.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Who seconded that?
John, who
introduced?
Because usually the vice chair seconds it, and the vice chair doesn't second it, then it, you know, obviously the other trustee can second it. Because if I disagree with it, he still has an opportunity to do that.
Understand.
Motion to approve bills and payroll. It says for 2023. Is that correct?
Is that the remaining?
Yes, it's the remaining.
Close up 2023.
Yes, sir. Again, this is a motion for bills and payroll presented on January 18th, 2024. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from December 15, 2023 through December 31, 2023, in the amount of $51,994.09, and payroll paid on December 22, 2023, totaling $175,146.74. Payroll paid on December 29th, totaling $9,967.03, and the police retro pay paid on December 29, 2023, totaling $20,412.10 for a combined total of There's a typo here. Let me see the total. have to confirm this total. Let me confirm this because I have a number here that's not clear. If you will give me 1 second. Let me check with Robin real quick. Yeah, there's a lot of numbers here, John.
Okay.
Give me 1 sec.
No, because he has to take. Yeah, he has to take notes.
Yeah, Mike, I think you're right.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get hammered with snow. Tomorrow morning mostly.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, gentlemen, I apologize for the delay. The total is $257,519.96.
Okay.
Hearing the motion as read, I'll make a motion to accept the resolution as written. I'll entertain a second, then we'll go into discussion.
I'll second.
Any discussion?
I know.
Okay. I'm good.
Okay. Do I need a roll call?
Yep.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Leeser?
Yes.
Mr. Fleshman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Then the last thing I have regarding new business is a motion to approve the 2024 trustee meeting schedule. I did give you a copy of that. And the only thing that you'll see here in May of 2024 and October of 2024, there are three meetings. And this is probably something we could address as the year progresses. And then February 8th of 2024, that coincides with the
conference,
the Ohio Township Association Conference and Trade Show.
I'd make a motion that we just do one meeting in February.
Can okay. we statutorily, would
yes.
that be okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Can I get it?
Well, we're open for discussion.
Yeah.
Mr. Blevins, are you okay with that?
I'm okay with that, but I did want to ask a question. When there is no times on this, and I know our times are scheduled for 12 noon, but at some point in time, I want to entertain to bring up a discussion for some evening meetings if the board would just be so inclined to listen. I just want to make sure we're only voting on these dates as dates of the meetings. Not, and I understand there's no times on here right now.
I think we have to go into time, so this would be a good time to do it. Because normally we should have done it at the last meeting.
Okay.
But it got overlooked.
Well, I think everybody knows that there's two sides of this. There's people that love them during the days, and there's people that would like to have some in the evenings. And when it was originally changed, it was even brought up that they were going to be moved from place to place, maybe held over to the fire station on Sullivan Avenue and things like that. And so I just want to And again, I'll give you a good example. I'm doing daytime hours here, and I'm getting very little people coming. It just started. I'll only do that for 3 months. If I don't get people to come, I'm not going to continue it to beat myself in the head. If we can switch a meeting or two to the evening and we don't see a difference in attendance or anything like that, I see no reason to just go back to daytimes. But there's just been people that, and I understand both of you gentlemen have jobs and I don't, and it's easier for me, and I get that. I'm just saying, I just wanted to bring it up. That's
yeah,
all.
I'm against evening meetings. These are our business meetings.
Okay.
And it's for us to conduct business. We give the opportunity for people to come and talk to us at that time, which technically, we, as other townships do, they only do one meeting a month, and they only do every other month, or they do a special meeting to have people come in for special occasions. But with that being said, is I like business meetings at noon, and I believe we've actually seen an uptick in attendance from the evenings, and our demographic in our township is more advanced in age, so keeping them off the streets in the evening, I've heard a lot of positive feedback from that. But that's all I'll say on that, and I'll let Mr. Fleshman or whoever else wants to talk.
And when I say this, I don't say it as age, but as this longest serving trustee, I've seen it at 5, I've seen it at 6:30 in the evening, I've seen it all different times. And one thing that I've noticed, that we still have the demographic of the generally the same people that do come. At first it seemed as people were upset that we change it, because no one really likes change. But I have heard from people that have told me they like it at noon. Older people can drive, and they just seem to like it now that they got used to it, because they asked me, are you going to change it again? I said, I don't know. That depends on the board. I'm just one person. The fact that we have all of our regular staff here during 12 o'clock time, it really works out so that they don't have to come back or stay late. For just those reasons, I am saying 12 o'clock as we did status quo throughout the year. Now, does that mean that if we have to have a special meeting or something in the evening or something come up, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm good with having like a special meeting, but I think our business meeting should be set at noon. If we have a special meeting, I mean, yeah, we can always have a special meeting and say, one thing I would like to start seeing is when some of these businesses want to come into our township, even though we don't have a, per se, a zoning board, but we have special meetings so the residents in that specific area that that business is going to affect directly can come in and voice their opinions.
We could always, like, there's other options too of like live streaming a lot of other townships.
See, we would love to move to that. I would love to
do live streaming. We can, you know, set up. I know that the residents can come to you guys and ask questions, and there's stuff online, but maybe make it more known that, hey, we have this meeting. If there's something that you would like to be addressed, they can submit their questions in.
Excellent. We did that
during COVID. You're interested, John, in like YouTube?
Absolutely.
So you wouldn't have a problem if I try to take it and run with it and see what I can find out about it?
Yeah, we'll see what we could do, sir, is if we're able to get...
do their football games.
If we're able to just set up a camera and then do... Absolutely, there's other townships that do that. But what would be nice, rather than YouTube, if we're able to put it right on our website so that people go to our website and get used to going there versus YouTube. But in a sense, you're going to our website to click on YouTube anyways. So if we utilize franklintownship.org or whatever our website is, people go there and they can link live meeting. Oh, I'd eat that up in a minute.
Okay, well, I don't mind trying to get the information on and get back to you.
Because if we know in photography...
I feel like that could be kind of a compromise here.
Yeah. So knowing photography, we could get something with a low lots camera that you don't even need a light. You set the camera up right back there, and as smart as Nicole is, I mean, she could go click, click, and it go right to a laptop, sure, and boom. And you've done more than I've done. I've never
when they're doing that,
done
it could be live
video
that
on.
As a tablet.
on YouTube or anything?
Well, we have a motion on the table to, first we have a motion on the table to do away with February 8th meeting.
So
let's clear that motion.
Sure. I'll make a second on that.
Okay.
And so we're voting now to just
do away with February 8th meeting and just have one meeting in February.
So are we doing? I was looking at Steve here. Now, so.
Sorry, it's getting the kids. They can't be until 9. So yeah. It's yeah. Okay, we're ready to vote.
Yep.
James.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Fleshman.
Yes.
All right. Now I'll entertain a motion to accept the meeting schedule and set time at noon with special meetings to be times to be discussed at a later date as they arise. I will entertain a second on that, then we can have a discussion.
I will second that.
Okay.
Okay, now we can have a discussion.
I thought we did it.
We did.
If there's any more.
I really don't have any more.
Okay.
I presented my thoughts on it, and I understand yours.
Formality.
And now we vote.
Yeah, it was just a formality.
Like I said before, I don't have a problem with special meetings, but I think these are our business meetings, and most of the people, special groups that will be coming in to address us, and we have our staff here. I think 12 o'clock is probably the best time. But if we have a special meeting, I'm
that way we have. Also, if we have to have an executive, we can have it before or something.
Yeah,
so that makes it nice. So did you make a motion already?
I made a motion to accept
so
it
I would,
and set the time at 12 o'clock except for...
to be determined on
to be
special
determined on special meeting.
Okay, I will second that.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
No.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that the board can to a fact-finding or seek to be able to find information to bring back to the board with staff's help, what it would cost us to get a camera and to be able to look at putting some of our meetings so that they would be streamed live to our website.
I would second that, and I would like to set a committee on that, committee chair on that. As Mike Blevins, has he volunteered?
I had a discussion on that too.
Okay.
I did volunteer and I would happily head up, but
yeah.
I would fall heavily on Nicole because, like you said, John,
yes.
This is her rim.
Right.
She's young and she does these things. Lindsay
right.
may be.
Which
able
camera
to,
would work best in low lighting?
But I mean, she could probably run with it, but I don't mind.
That's why we're saying chair
you would
chair
that
do
up.
Some work.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
So with
we have a motion and a second.
I made it. So you second it.
I second
it. So now it goes to
a vote.
Jim.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
I think we all need more coffee this morning.
Because realistically, Mr. Blevins, we would be able to put a camera in. She could be in her office, and it would just be a camera up there. It doesn't have to be a tripod. So.
I mean, I've often thought about doing it on my own back in the day,
yeah.
And just setting something up on top of that refrigerator,
yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah,
but I mean, it would look, if it's going to be permanent, we're going to do it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, right.
All you have to do, I'm not trying to interrupt you, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
All you have to do is go on YouTube under Townships, and there's several. Orange does a wonderful job with it. Aetna is hit and miss with theirs. They have an official and an unofficial. And there's another one that I have checked on. I was trying to get the lingual of how these things, like motions and things like that,
sure.
And how other people do it.
Right.
And that's how I got started on all that.
Sure.
But if you just go in and you just hit YouTube and put in Township, you'll get a whole boatload of them to
yeah.
look at.
Yep.
But I mean, Nicole and I will get together. I'll take care of it actually today because I'm here for another 2 hours. And I'll go in there and talk to her about it, and hopefully we can get the ball rolling.
Yeah, and then we can get an idea. The biggest thing, and there's something else. Several years ago, actually it's been 5 years ago, it was when Ari Alex was here. We passed a motion to have microphones here, and we passed the expenditure for that, and we never did do it. One trustee was always like, oh, we can't afford it. But it would just basically be the microphones here, and it was Bluetooth or wireless, and they just had a couple speakers on the wall so people could hear what was going on at the desk. I would like to see if we put a camera up there that it has good audio so that, I guess because it's my profession when it comes to photography and stuff like that, we have a good opportunity to make it, as you said, hit and miss. I'd rather Franklin Township be a good quality that you can see it, because sometimes it costs very little to go first class. And then if the people can see it, that's great. You know, it's all wired in. Nicole probably can be sitting in her office just going, and it's streaming live. And if there's any questions or something of that nature, they could be answered and what have you. But I'll leave it at that.
I think it's the answer to everyone's dilemma on can't make any meetings. There's no excuse now. You can go in and see.
Right. Even after.
Well, they can listen to them, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I get it. And I listened to them myself many years. So.
Yeah. All right, we will move on to, I'll make a motion to move into executive session to discuss under the Ohio Revised Code.
Steve, are we recording?
Yeah.
We move into executive, don't we stop?
Yeah.
Yes.
Give me, okay, well, give we haven't moved session. Yet.
Give me a sec.
We'll make a motion to move into executive session as directed by the Ohio Revised Code, section 121-22G4 and also G1. G4 is to review and negotiate public employees' concern for compensation, and G1 is to consider the appointment of an appointment or employment of a public official.
I will second that.
With a motion and a second, I will open for discussion. Hearing none, can we have a roll call on it?
Yep. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
We're going into executive session at 9:32.
Okay.
I'll make a motion at 10:41 on January 18th to come out of executive session.
I will second that.
Okay. You got a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
All right. With that being said, I will make a motion now to deny the grievance brought forth by the police local. Union. What is that local number? Lodge, Cap City Lodge 9, grievance by Todd. Grievance name is Todd Moore. I will make a motion to deny that at this time.
I will second that.
Any discussion? Hearing none. Ma'am, can you give us a roll call?
Yep. Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Meeting's adjourned. Sorry, I didn't want to. I didn't